Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. This Matt Kuchar story has raised the ire of everybody here on the staff and apparently you guys as well, because the phone lines are lit up to excoriate me, to lecture me on how wrong I am. And so we'll get to those phone calls coming up here in mere moments. You people are heartless. Heartless. You hear me? Heartless. You are greedy, heartless marazzes, which I wouldn't want to be in that conversation, but apparently you guys are. Let me just give you this story and my take on the Steve Kerr ejection last night. Does it matter that the Warriors lost the game to the Blazers last night? No. Does it matter that at times of the season they looked joyless? They looked flat. They looked uninspired. No. Does it matter that Steve Kerr got ejected last night? No.
That was head scratching. That could be called a flagrant foul. I mean, the guy's going to go in for a dunk. You got to make sure he doesn't dunk it. So I told Kenny that I begged to differ.
The clipboard spike.
I forgot about that part. There might have been a couple of other words in there, too.
So Kerr goes crazy, upset about a flagrant one on Draymond Green. Warriors were trailing with about 4 minutes to play by 7 points. Blazers pulled ahead and stayed ahead and won the game. Here's why it doesn't matter. Steve Kerr is artificially creating types of flashpoints to grab his team's attention. Because the only thing that can stop the Warriors this year is the Warriors. Have you looked at the Western Conference? The West used to be at least a bunch of contenders, heavyweights, throwing haymakers. Now, not so much. Who's going to beat the Warriors out West? Who? Who? The Blazers? The Nuggets? The Spurs? The Rockets, maybe, if everything came together perfectly, health-wise, momentum-wise, in the playoffs, might be able to give them a series. Maybe, just because James Harden has been unbelievable, but what Harden is doing right now does not translate to winning in the playoffs. He can't be this ball dominant. Who? Who? You trust the Thunder? Oklahoma City? You trust the Thunder to win 4 times in a 7-game series? And then who in the East? I like the Raptors. I like the Bucks. I don't know if I like the Sixers. I don't like the Celtics right now. I mean, can one of those teams win 1 or 2 games of the finals? Perhaps. But as long as the most immortal, talent-laden, crazy talented team of all time is focused and healthy, they win easily. And so Steve Kerr is just creating stuff. Is he really mad enough last night, with all the winning they've done, to smash a clipboard and go ape on the officials and go nuclear on a flagrant one? No. No. He senses a moment to make sure they're at least a little woken up going into the All-Star break. Because it's game, set, match. Again, the NBA doesn't even need to play this season. That's what is problematic about the Warriors. This is why the Warriors are bad for basketball. It's because the only people that want to keep insisting that they're good for basketball delude themselves into thinking there's competitive playoffs to be had. There's not. Is it possible the Warriors fall asleep? Is it possible they hate one another? Is it possible Kevin Durant essentially leaks where he's going to go during the NBA Finals and things go a little sideways? I guess it's possible. But the reason that the Warriors are bad for basketball is, as long as they care, they can't be beaten. They can't. You can't beat them as long as they care. And what Steve Kerr is trying to do is find artificial ways for them to care. So he's going to flip out, and he's going to smash his clipboard, and he's going to go after the officials, because guess what? Just happens that they now have essentially a week off to go do their thing and to love up on their friends and go to parties and to hang out and have a good time. And Steve Kerr wants one last kick in the butt before they go on their basically midwinter vacation. It's like a teacher on a Friday, right before the kids are going to be off for the next week and a half in February, yelling at some kid or giving a pop quiz. Hey, I just want to wake them up because they're already in vacation mode. A couple of weeks ago, they played in D.C. Do you know what Steve Kerr's motivation was for the team? We need to blow out the Wizards so that the last two guys on the bench who are from D.C. can get in. This is the motivation. Hey, the last two guys on the bench, their family's going to be in the stands. We really need to blow out the Wizards so that those guys can play. Again, think about that as motivation. You've got to wake up guys to make sure it's a 30-point win, just so that the end of the bench, the 11th and 12th guys, can play because their families are in the stands. This is a team that only needs to be woken up to care. And they've added Boogie Cousins. Game, set, match. Matt Kuchar, PGA Tour, wins the tournament last month in Mexico. His full-time caddy doesn't make the trip. He gets a part-time caddy to fill in. He happens to win, wins $1.2 million. The unspoken agreement on tour is that the caddy gets 10% of the winnings. In this case, $120,000. Kuchar gives him $5,000. $5,000. Do you realize Matt Kuchar has made $46 million in his career? $46 million. If you can't be generous enough to throw that guy 50 grand out of the 1.2 mil that you won, you're a loser. Matt Kuchar, bad job by you. Our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Matt's in Tucson, listening on 1290 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, morning, D.A. First time, long time. Can I get beamed up to the mothership?
You know it. So what's up?
Hey, man, I think you hit the nail on the head before the break, and I think Mraz, as usual, is the kid that sees the last piece of appetizer on the table and takes it, and when you say you haven't got one, he says, too bad your pork wasn't fast enough. Whether or not the deal was good or the deal was made, this is a reputational hit to Kuchar, and the bottom line is you said he had been perceived as a nice guy, and now not so much. And whether or not he had to give the guy the money isn't the question. Clearly they had a deal. What matters is he could have and should have, and instead he's now viewed as a selfish pig, and he got his fork in the table first and kept the pie all to himself. Take your comments off. Thanks, guys.
That's exactly right. This spoken deal of $5,000, Kuchar should realize, be the better man here. Yes, okay, you agreed on $5,000, but then I won the tournament, and I won 1.2. And the right thing to do here is to gloss him a little bit more, to grease him a little bit more. Hell, even if off the bat it's 30 grand, it's supposed to be 120, but you go, hey, I won the tournament. I didn't expect to win the tournament, but 5,000 bucks, come on. Greg is next up in Detroit, listening on CBS Sports Radio's 1270. Good morning, Greg.
Thank you, DA. I can tell you there's no, this 10% magic thing. You think when Tiger moved on from Fluff wanted 10%. So he went and found Stevie Williams. We'll do it for three. When you're winners and you're making a ton of money, and it's not to disparage this guy, but this guy is working for $25 or $50. And it's almost shocking. That's 1%. I used to caddy in the 80s for the Hill Brothers. There was no... This 10% thing is mythical. I mean,
It's not mythical because it does happen.
Well, it does happen. It happens all the time when you're new and you're trying to get logos on your hat and you need a guy to read the greens. But as Moran said, he wasn't out there humping the field and getting everything. I mean,
well, wait a second. How do we know how hard he worked? We don't know how hard L2Can worked.
That's what I want to ask you. You're defending him. You're saying he busted his ass. He flew in on a jet from God knows where. This 10%, those guys don't get expenses.
But wait a second. That doesn't make any sense. Now, suddenly we're going to assume that the caddy didn't do any work. I'm reading right now from the story, golf.com. A tour caddy typically receives 5% of a player's winnings, a higher percentage than 5% for top 10, and 10% for a win. These arrangements are usually handshake deals. Again, this is not written in stone. This is what you're supposed to do. And it'd be one thing if he wins 1.2 and you're supposed to give $120,000. And he says, well, you're the fill-in caddy, so I'll cut that in half. Here's 60 grand. Okay, I can deal with that. You made $46 million in your life. You just made another 1.2. 50 grand, fine. He gave him five. And then only when he realized it looked bad did he circle back and try to give another 15. Even that, all told, is only 20. He should have given 50 right off the bat. Matthias is in Idaho, listening to 93.1 to CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Matthias?
DA, what's up, baby? Hey, first and foremost, beam me up, brother.
All right. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, I mean, you know, off the top, Matt Kuchar sounds like a dirtbag. I mean, you can't cut it any other way. What it sounds like he might have done is gone to a couple guys around the tour clubhouse and said, hey, would you take this? Would you take this? And maybe got turned down a couple times, found Ortiz, L2Can, said, hey, you'll take this? All right, you're my guy for today. Going to Mraz's point about how hard he was working, I don't think he was out there the day before, you know, fielding all the greens and everything. He works there every day, and he makes $200 a day, so I think, you know, he probably knows every green, every hole pretty well, right?
I would think he knows it as well as anybody could. I mean, look, if the bellhop comes out with your luggage real quickly, don't you tip him? When the valet guy gets your car real quickly, don't you tip him? When you get good service at a restaurant, don't you tip a little bit more? Matt Kuchar just won $1.2 million, and this guy is hoofing his bag of clubs around. He works the course every day, so I'm sure he gave him some insight, some intel, something. And Matt Kuchar decided, I'll throw him $5. $5, basically. I mean, $5,000 is a joke. When you win 1.2, it's a joke. The guy won $1.2 million for playing golf. He's already won $46 million. He threw him $5,000. Now, to somebody saying, well, I only make 50 grand a year, so 5 grand is great. That's not the point. If you made 50 grand and you're the CEO of your company, okay, comes in and is like, hey, man, in a pinch, you know everything about this place. You've worked here for 10 years. I need you to file a report for me because I got to send this to the stockholders. And then you were like, all right, I'll bust my butt. You're in town. I'm just meeting you now, but you need my help. I've worked here. Okay, fine. And then the guy, the CEO, is like, oh, the report was amazing. The stockholders just gave me a $1.2 million bonus. Here's 5 grand. You'd be like, wait a second. You just made $1.2 million. 5 grand. It's more like him giving you 50 bucks. Your accountant saves you $200,000 on your taxes. You slip him 50 bucks. Hey, man, thanks. Come on. It's brutal. Meraz is a selfish pig. And he is showing it right here on the airway.
I take my shirt off the back for anybody. To call me selfish is out of line.
That's why you're calling El Toucan selfish.
El Toucan just made $5,000. You keep going back to $5. That ain't $5 to El Toucan. $5,000.
But he should have made 50. Should have made 50 grand.
Should have, would have, could have. He agreed to a deal. Don't agree to the deal.
Be the better person, Kuchar. Be the better person. Take care of people that take care of you.
How about be the better person, Toucan? Keep your lip zipped. All right, take your 5 grand and go do what you got to do.
Incredible. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. When things go wrong for good people, Kirk Cousins can't get out of his own way. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
I'm still going strong from last night. I'm still have that reserve, the experience, the energy that I felt. So I'm still reflecting on that. That's pushing me through here.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Push through, everybody. Push through. Remember, you can listen to the show on your phone, if you're outside of your normal listening area. Of course, we're across the great CBS Sports Radio Network, but you can also find us on your phone using the CBS Sports app, the radio.com app, or Apple Music. Chad tweets, this week's PGP, Meraz takes a subtle shot at Bogus's mom, then takes credit for raising his career from the dumps with the new Alliance Primetime. The biggest news comes when the man cub fires shots at his own parents for his lack of teenage responsibility. Yep, that'll about do it. That's a good summation of this week's PGP.
Meraz is fat.
The Permission Granted podcast. Meraz takes a not-so-subtle shot at Bogus's mom. Takes all the credit for giving Bogus more stardom with Alliance Primetime. And then take shots at his own parents, calling himself a self-made man. Quite the PGP, Meraz. That's a three-for-three day for you.
I must have said so much on that, I don't even remember saying I'm a self-made man.
Well, we were talking about Ariana Grande's stage parents, that you said they are completely responsible for making her the star that she is, and you said, I had no direction. My parents basically threw me out to the wolves, said, go to community college and figure it out.
Oh, that's accurate. Yes, it is. They support me now, but I found my own way.
This Matt Kuchar thing is hysterical. You guys are lecturing me on not taking care of those that take care of you. I think this is crazy. Matt Kuchar gives this dude $5,000 to the caddy after he wins his event when the unspoken handshake agreement on the PGA Tour is 10%. That would be $120,000, 120 large, after he won that event for $1.2 million. 120 large, he gave this guy $5,000. You guys are telling me I'm way off. Frank's in Albany listening on radio.com. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, DA. Hey, first and foremost, I love the show. I really do.
Thank you, Frank.
I got a little bit of a disagreement, or a large disagreement. I mean, the analogy you're making is pretty good, but let me put it to you this way. The guy's worth a lot of money because he plays professional golf, okay? But let's use this as an example. Let's say Bill Gates comes out of a restaurant and the kid is parking his car, basically goes out, you know, the valet goes and gets his car, And Gates hands him, let's say, a $20 bill. And then the kid says, "What? You're Bill Gates." And he hands it back to 20 because he's expecting $1,000. They had a handshake agreement on $5,000. And that's what the deal was. Now, the fact that the guy won more than that, he, you know, you're saying he should be more philanthropic because of who he is and what he makes. That's not the deal. I mean, you know, he should have gotten what he should have gotten. And I agree, he's worth more than that, but they had a deal.
Heartless, heartless, greedy people you guys are. Okay, so Bill Gates pays his, the guy who cuts his lawn, $30. Okay? Cuts his lawn for $30. But everybody in the neighborhood, in Bill Gates' gated community, everybody gives the lawn kids an Xbox for Christmas. But Bill Gates on Christmas doesn't give the Xbox because he goes, "But that wasn't part of my handshake agreement. That wasn't the verbal agreement. You guys can do that." Everybody else is giving Xboxes. He can afford to give Xboxes. And you guys are like, "Well, it wasn't part of the agreement." Heartless. Lewis is in Palmdale listening online, CBSSportsRadio.com. Good morning, Lewis.
I'm so upset. I don't even know if I need a beam up because, you know what? If you were to put Sean Marash in the Dagobah system, he would be Yoda. This is a clear case of El Tucan being El Idiota. And I'll tell you why, DA. You don't go into a transaction, agree to what you're supposed to get paid, and then go crying about it. And then after everything that has been changed, after a guy is trying to do something nice by giving you an additional money, turn it down and try to come out like a sanctimonious fool. This is what's wrong, man. El Tucan is not a good negotiator. It's not his fault. No.
They were nuts.
Can I get a Maggie Gray get him out? Just in honor of Lewis,
get him out.
Lewis and Palmdale. Thank you.
Get him out.
Give the kid his Xbox. Poor kid just wants his Xbox, Bill Gates. Give the kid his Xbox.
Get him out.
Aaron is next up in Abilene, Texas, 98.1. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, DA. Beam me up.
All right.
How could it happen?
Hey, how could it happen?
Let me just say this first and foremost, DA. I got to say, I love the DA show. It's like a warm cup of barista in my hand in the morning, and there's comfort there.
Thanks.
Security.
Yeah, thank you.
And I don't know why, for the life of me, I have to agree with Mraz today, but I do. Listen, let me just put it to you like this. We don't know what happened in the course of that session with those two. We don't know the words that were exchanged. All I know is some dude's carrying around your clubs for you, and he's expecting $100,000. He can kiss my butt. Look, let me just tell you this. When I tip the valet guy, I don't give him 1% of my yearly earnings. When I tip the waiter, I give him 8-10%. Doesn't expect my 1% earnings for the year.
Would you slide the grocery store clerk or the deli clerk that sold you the Powerball ticket, would you slide him $100?
Are you kidding me? That's different, and that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking
about.
Wait
a second. No, wait a second. This guy helped. This guy didn't. You're not talking about the valet helping you earn your annual earnings. This valet guy helped you earn what you just won. So, like, it wasn't like El Tucan didn't have some effort in you winning $1.2 million. It wasn't like you just pulled up your car.
Nah, I don't care. They had a handshake agreement on it, and like I said, who knows what happens when they went out there on the course? What if the guy was half intoxicated talking about other golfers tipping more?
How can we possibly be now starting to say the guy was half intoxicated? Now we're just doing personal slander.
How could it?
How do we know that he wasn't half crocked? This is crazy. Look, you go to your corner deli. You go to your mini mart. And you play Powerball. And the guy behind the desk is like, you know what? I think you should play this number. I think that's your number. I feel like that's your number. and you're like, I don't know. That's your number. You should play the number. And then you end up winning. Are you not greasing that guy $100, $500? You just won $1.2 million, let's say. You're not greasing that guy a little bit? He helped you earn that. He helped you win it.
He gets enough publicity for the fact that he bought the winning ticket there.
God.
I'll tell you this, Dia. You know what? This is the perfect. I'll give you the perfect analogy.
Why can't people just be generous? What's the problem here with that?
Perfect analogy. You get arrested, right? And you have the choice. You could pay for a lawyer, or you get a public defender. Okay? You go with the public defender. The public defender still manages somehow to win the case, you get out. Is he making any more than you would have been paying that real good lawyer? No. In this case, El Toucan is a public defender.
Wait a second. In your scenario, everybody who wins their case, the agreement is to pay 10%. That's the agreement. This is not, I'm not making this up out of thin air. On the PGA Tour, you're supposed to give 10% if you win to your caddy. He didn't.
I got to see it in writing.
You're half intoxicated.
I told you. I thought El Toucan was probably smoking a Chiba, not studying the slopes.
I just don't understand why people can't be nice. Like, what's the problem here?
$5,000 isn't nice. You act like he stiffed them.
Yes, it is stiffing.
It's $5,000.
It's the minimum. So why not just give him nothing then?
$5,000 nothing to you? What was your last contract? $1.5 million now at $5,000? $5,000 is a lot of money.
What kind of voice is that? What are you, Mickey Mouse suddenly?
Well, I'm just getting stressed out. That's a lot of money for the guy.
It is the bare minimum. It is literally the bare minimum he could possibly give.
You know, a bare minimum would have been a couple junior bacons from Wendy's and say, have a nice day, Toucan.
That is Mark Chernoff coming in and saying, nice job, Mraz. You guys were number one in the ratings. Here's your bonus. Here's a $5 bill. It is literally the bottom of the bonus. You couldn't give the guy less. $5,000 is the least you could possibly give.
No, $4,999 other dollars are less increments. That's a lot of money, $5,000.
Every dollar less than $5,000 is more of an embarrassment. He's supposed to get $120. He got $5. Imagine your Christmas bonus was supposed to be $120,000 and they gave you $5,000. You wouldn't go, oh man, $5,000 is a lot of money. Beep, 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 beep. I sound like Mickey Mouse. Give me a few bacon double cheeseburgers. No, you'd say it's only $5,000.
Now, transparency, I probably would be annoyed. But
you think
you're missing the other point here?
What's the other point?
He still got offered that extra 15 when he came back and turned that down.
Oh yeah, and you would love Entercom Radio if they turned around and said, "Yeah, you know what? We're getting bad publicity from Deadspin. We only gave Mraz $5,000, so let's throw him another 15." You wouldn't still be barking the whole time. I mean, come
I'd
on,
be bonus. I'd be throwing dollar bills all around at the bar if I got
another
15.
If you were supposed to get $120,000 bonus, you would not be doing any type of dancing.
I'd get one of those money guns and be spraying it all over a bar in Babylon Village
would.
If I got an extra $15,000.
Sure you would.
Is he done? I had to take my headphones off for that squealing.
Is
that over?
Screeching.
What was that?
Mickey Mouse.
He's gone from sounding like Fat Arnold or whatever that one day to now Mickey. Come on now. Listen, you know my, Fat Albert, excuse me. You know my default is to disagree with him. But of course I'm disagreeing with him here. You've got to give the guy what he's supposed to get. You got to tip him. This is how this works. And there's no doubt Kuchar's doing it. And he only gave him the $5,000 because he knew he probably doesn't have a CL Toucan again. He's like, I can just give him whatever I want and walk away. I'm never going to need a backup caddy in Mexico ever again. So of course that's why he did this. And that's not the way that this goes. And yes, it's $5,000 in theory is a lot of money, but it's not in that world. It's not in that setup. It's not the way those things go.
That's exactly right. That is the voice of reason. That is Andrew Bogish. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Unless he was drunk, by the way. I didn't throw that in there.
Half drunk. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, the Kirk Cousins story, plus the best audio of the day, including a very interesting moment of the overnight show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network and also on SiriusXM, Channel 206. If you've got SiriusXM satellite radio, listen to us on Channel 206. This is hysterical. Kirk Cousins tried to do something nice. He tweeted, "The season feels so far away, so I want to do a giveaway to keep all you Vikings fans excited. What do you want me to give away? A signed jersey, a signed football, signed mini helmet, or other?" This wasn't going to end well. Here are some of the responses he got. Your contract. give away some money. Give it back to the Vikings, please. How about you give away a signed resignation? Give yourself away to another team. How about you give away some cap space? Give away half your guaranteed contract so the team can sign some other quality players, not you. Give back some of your contract so the team can build around you. Give back your contract so the Vikings can trade you. Give back 3rd and 7 and throwing for 6 yards. How about giving back a win against a team with a winning record? And finally, hey, why don't you give back the $84 million you stole from the city and their citizens? Which is the perfect time to use the Viking horn there. I mean, and this is nice people in Minnesota. Have you ever been to Minnesota? They're all nice. It's Minnesota nice. These are nice people that are politely telling Kirk Cousins, we don't want your signed jersey. We don't want your signed helmet. We want you to give back all of the money because you stink.
Kirk Cousins.
Nice job. Kirk's like, I'm going to be the nice guy today. The reaction to nice Kirk Cousins watching Twitter. Ooh. Oh, honey, what does this mean?
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Kirk. Matt Kuchar on the PGA Tour wins this tournament in Mexico, has a fill-in caddy, club caddy, and only gives him $5,000. He won $1.2 million, gave him $5,000. On the PGA Tour, you're supposed to give 10%, which would be $120,000. $120,000. The guy gave five. And Mraz is sitting here, and a bunch of you guys listening and calling have said, hey, they agreed on $5,000. So this is El Toucan's fault, the nickname of the caddy. And I'm like, come on. Be nice. Be generous. Take care of those who take care of you. Joe tweets, the people who are siding with stiffing the caddy are the very same people who side with billionaire owners over players, which amazes me. If this happened to them, they would be screaming, hopping mad. It's a joke. Give the man his money. Mraz is so defiant that El Toucan doesn't deserve a dollar more that he's screeching and squealing like Mickey Mouse.
So why not just give him nothing then?
$5,000 is nothing to you? What was your last contract? $1.5 million now? Now at $5,000? $5,000 is a lot of money!
We didn't even speed that up. We did not change the pitch. That was how Mraz sounded last segment.
$5,000 is a lot of money!
Todd is next up. He's in Connecticut, listening on radio.com. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, DA. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. I just had to start off by just pointing out that Mraz is freaking fat.
Okay, what else?
Okay. And basically what I want to come down to is, remember the Office Space movie?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like Mraz is like the guy that screams out, I've got people skills!
Right.
You know, he has no people skills. Kuchar, this guy robbed a man. And the reason why Mraz and you will not get it is because Mraz is huge. He's working fat. He's like the New York Yankees. They've got all these pennants. They don't want to let any other teams get him. He should be rooting for the New England Patriots. They've got all of these Lombardi trophies, and they don't want to let anybody else have one. That's all I got to say. He just okay. He will never understand what you're trying to say. He does not understand kindness or decency. He has no people skills.
So I would agree with some of that. I think it's a little unfair to just keep bringing up his weight. I
Mraz
will say.
Is fat.
Yeah. Todd has now made that a cottage industry of just calling up and leading with that. That's now become his signature.
Mraz is fat.
Yeah. That's a little far.
I'm not commenting on Todd's actions going further.
Bruce is next up. He's listening at work. Good morning, Bruce.
How you doing there, Mr. DA?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm not doing good because all I hear is this negativity in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first off, doesn't matter if you give him five or if you give him what the PGA
says that a guy that wins should give. It's the fact that if this Kuchar guy had any common courtesy and decency in his own self, and he's played golf enough, that he would know this is what I should give a caddy, whether he's the one that helps me every day or if he's the one that stands in for me. Have some common decency. That's what's wrong with the world. And I'm not going to get run over, grass down or whatever. You know, he is who he is. Doesn't matter about his weight or anything like that. That's dehumanizing. So the last caller,
right,
maybe he needs to go look in the mirror because you don't treat people that way.
Right. We're talking about class. Class it up. Be the better person. Take care of the people that take care of you. You made $46 million in your career, Matt Kuchar, and you give this guy basically the equivalent of a $5 bill. You just won a tournament for $1.2 million. Your regular caddy would have made 120 grand. You gave this guy five. Chris is next up in Abilene, Texas, 98.1. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, D.A. Can you beat me up?
You got it. What's up?
Yep. All right. Okay, so I'm calling in, and then I hear Todd, and so then I feel kind of bad because I want to be disclaimer after what he's saying, but this man Todd, man, he's just really pushing me. He cannot come on here and talk about generosity and lead with Mraz's stuff. I mean, come on, Todd, the D-bag in Connecticut, get out of here with that. All right, now what I want to say is, if this man made $50,000 in that tournament, he'd have paid him 10%, $5,000, right?
Right.
And he makes more. He makes that $1.2 million. He should give him his 10%. Just like the last guy, after Todd the D-bag said, generosity. This is what we need in the world.
And even if it's just 50 grand, 50 grand, so You would give your normal, regular, everyday caddy, your full-time caddy, 120 grand. Split it in half. Make it 60. Fine. But five? Five is a joke. Bill is next up in Lake Havasu City, listening on 980 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, how you doing this morning, DA?
I'm good. How you doing, Bill?
Excellent, excellent. So I have a little bit of an issue with this. So if you're a caddy for a golfer for the entirety of the year, you go to whatever 30 tournaments with that guy, you're getting paid each of your outings. When a player wins on the tour, it's like a super bonus that you get for helping him win. But that super bonus is because not only did you help him win that 4-day tournament, but what you've done for him the entire year, the relationship you've built up, the all of the things that you do throughout
okay,
the year.
Okay, that's fair. So what do you think that El Toucan should have made?
50. I think he should have got half.
Okay, so 50's fine. Like I said, I would have said 60. 50 I can live with. 5? That's embarrassing by Kuchar. 5? That's just embarrassing. That's rubbing his nose in it. 5? Let's get to your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
So earlier this morning, or last night, depending on where you are in the country, on the After Hours show with Amy Lawrence, she had on Brandon Cristal, who's a Broncos insider, about the Joe Flacco deal and the trade to the Broncos. Brandon used to work here at the outset of CBS Sports Radio. This was now 7 years ago when we launched in January of, well, I guess 6 years ago and change, January of 2013. Amy, after saying goodbye to Brandon, gave him a nice little compliment.
Brandon, a former colleague of ours here at CBS Sports Radio, he was actually brought in to be one of our executive producers when we launched the network back in 2013, and he stuck around for about a year and a half, maybe, and then decided to go back to Denver because he wanted to get married, and he chose love. Well, he chose his now current family over being here in New York, where we're based. So it was a long. It was a long flight, and it was just a long distance relationship. There was tough, so I applaud Brandon for doing that. But he was with us for a while at the beginning.
Do you think Brandon wanted all of that on national radio? Dude, did Brandon sign up to talk about Joe Flacco's trade and want his entire personal life thrown out there for 175 affiliates? I mean, that's a lot of personal information there.
It is a long flight, too, it should be noted. Very long flight.
Wow, did that happen in the same show?
Yes, that was this morning on After Hours. Tasmanian Devil, Amy.
There's a snort in there.
You got everything there.
So good. Yes, so good. You've got the idea.
That's awesome. Sometimes I snort while laughing as well. That's when you know it's a really good laugh. I love that. That was so much information about Brandon's love life. He thought he was just talking about a fourth round compensation pick. Instead, he got why his whole career got upended on national radio. He's not even on the air anymore. Oh my God. Everything about this is amazing. That's the best sound check we ever had. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. We're talking about Matt Kuchar stiffing El Toucan today. And also, Jay Glazer making a bold proclamation about Odell Beckham being traded this offseason. We'll discuss whether or not we should believe that coming up next. Plus, jump back into your phone calls. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Mirage is freaking fat.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.